We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are starting 5 lines above the wide lines. So this is around 13 lines on the bottom, something like that, but 5 lines above the wide lines. The first word on the line is Acheres, starting from Tanhasam. Tanhasam, learned in the Mishnah, or it's Tanya, some Acheres, because there's no Mishnah anywhere like that. So Tanya, we learned the Braisa. Issa shall ma'isa sheni p'turim l'chala. If you have a dough of ma'isa sheni, it's part of amchala because it's considered mama in gavoya. Divrei Rameir. V'chama imrim mechayivim yoachayiv considered mama in hedid. It says by ma'iser reishis arisoy seichem. You have to give chala. It says by chala rather reishis arisoy seichem. You have to be mafresh chala from your issa, your own issa arisoy seichem. And the question is, if Issa of a Maisa Sheni, a dough of Maisa Sheni, is it yours or not? Rameh says it's Mamun Gavaya, Chama says Mamun Hedit. So where is this Machlaikis? Is it in Adar Yerushalayim or Yerushalayim? Remember, what's Maisa Sheni? Maisa Sheni is that 2 out of 3 years of the first year of Shemitah, and then the next 2 out of 3 years, you have to take off 10% and bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. It's called Maisa Sheni. Now, most of the time, you don't go to Yerushalayim every other day, so you have to wait until, let's say, Erla Regal, and you have here, you know, a few truckloads of Paris. So what you do is you pay it into money, and you bring the money up, and you buy with that money, Maisa Sheni, buy with that money of Tvuo or Behemoth in Yerushalayim, and you bring carbon with it, and that's how you eat it in Yerushalayim. But it's called Maisa Sheni. Now, when we say over here that the Issa of Maisa Sheni is part of Nechala, where is this? In Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat it, or is it in Chutz La'aretz? So Rav Chisda said, not Chutz La'aretz, Chutz Yerushalayim. Or it's Chutz Yerushalayim. Or Rav Chisda, Machlaikis, Maisa Sheni of Yerushalayim. Machlaikis is in Yerushalayim. The Rameya saw Maisa Sheni Mam in Gavoya. Rameya holds the Maisa Sheni is Mam in Gavoya. And therefore, it's not a Risa Seichem, and you don't have to take off Maisa. Rabbanan Savri, Mamun Hedidu. Rabbanan holds that it's Mamun Hedit, and therefore you are Chayiv in Chala. Aval Begvulin, but if it's outside Yerushalayim, Divri HaKoyal Potter. Everyone agrees you're Potter from Chala, and what's the reason? Rashi explains the reason is because you have no Heter Achila in out of Yerushalayim, you can't eat it. And since you can't eat it, so it's clearly Mamun Gavaya Lekuliyama. Even according to Rabbanan Mamun Hedit, it's only in Yerushalayim where I can eat it. But in Adar Yerushalayim, it's Mamun Gavaya. It's one shot in Rashi. Another shot Rashi is, since there's no Heta Achila, when you're making the dough, so it's not called Reisha Risa Seichem, and therefore, because you can't eat it then. Either because it's Taka Mamun Gavaya at that time, or even if it's not Mamun Gavaya, but since I can't eat it, it's not called Reisha Risa Seichem. So that's where Rav Chisda qualifies Salacha, that the whole Machlokes is Dafka in Yerushalayim, not in the Gvul. Masiv Rav Yosef from our Mishnah of Ir Hanadachas. Masiv Rav Yosef, Maisa Sheni, the Kisve Koresh Ignoz. Look at this, the Maisa Sheni, you have to bury it. It means if it lands up in the city of Ir Hanadachas, you have to bury it. Now, what's the case exactly? Maya Skinan. Ilayim of Yerushalayim. Are we talking about in Yerushalayim? Mihavi Ir Hanadachas. Yerushalayim cannot become a Ir Hanadachas. Vatayon Tar Braisa. Asara. Dvarim nemur Yerushalayim zeachas aminas deiradachas. Yerushalayim cannot become iradachas. Why? Because this price is a hold, and that's how we paskin that loy niskalkul shvatim, and it's not. It has to be echad meirach. It says the pasuk says that when you go out echad me and the neblial echad mekirbecha, and the lashon is that it's one of your cities. So it has to be in your city, and in here it's not your city. It says, the Iram, it's your city, and this is not your city. This is not your city, because Lo Yitzchak Lo Shvatim, so it's not possible of Iradaka. So what exactly is the case that the Maisa Sheni has a Shaila of being burned together with the city, or you bury it? It can't be, it's in Yerushalayim, because no Iradaka is Yerushalayim. So Elamai, what? Ve'elab Yeracheres, Vos School Lagava. Must be that it was from a different city, let's say from whatever the city is, Chevron. Chevron could become Iradaka. And you brought the Maisa Sheni was sitting in Yerushalayim. Now remember, we have a Gemara before on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that if someone has something from his city, if someone who lives in, let's say, Chevron was coming here at Dachas, and he has stuff in a different city, so he's a Rosh, he did have a Zara, does it get burnt or not? So the halacha is it gets burnt, but there was a Tanai to that. Remember what the Tanai was? Has to be close enough. That a one-day trip, Nikbatz and Masaycha, has to be a one-day trip. So the Gemara's kasha like this, where Tosfos says Rosh learns. Ve'elo abir acheres v'askul gavah. It must have been some chevron, and it was in Yerushalayim right now. Ha'kal tu mechitzos. Since you're not allowed to bring Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim, once you bring Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to bring it out, you're not allowed to remove it. So therefore, it becomes like Einik Batzel Masaycha. You can't bring it to your city. You can't bring it to Chevron. Even if it's a one-day trip, you can't bring it because now I bring it out of Yerushalayim. So then it's stuck there. So it does not become, doesn't get a dinner in a dachas. So what's the only choice we can say is that we're talking about Maisa Sheni Begvulin out of Yerushalayim and that city Chevron like came here in a dachas and it says Ignozu Lachayra Kuli Alma Mamu Gavaya, we just said. Break the Gemara, Elav Begvulin Viktani Ignozu, and like the Rashi's Agir Savim Isa the Begvulin the Vriakol Mamu Gavayahu, it should be Mutter Ba'achila because it's not Chal Elav Masi Mamu Vehediyet Masi Mamu Vehediyet. So then, if it's Mamun Hedit, so then you should be Chayiv and Chala. So what's going on here? The question is like this. I'll recap the question for the Olam. Rav Chisda said that Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim, the Kuliyama does not need Chala. Why not? Because everyone knows Mamun Gavaya. Doesn't need Chala. Here you see that Maisa Sheni is Ignazu. What's the case? If it's in Yerushalayim, where there is a Takam and the Yom says Mamun Heditu, but it's not possible to have Yeridachas. It can't be from a different city and land in Yerushalayim, because then also doesn't become Yeridachas on that, not Chal Yeridachas that, because it can't be brought back to the city. So Elamai, we're in Chevron. And we're in Chevron saying Yignazu. What do you mean, how? The Kuli Alma, the Maisa Sheni is Mom and Gavaya in Chutz Legvulim. Zok the Gemara. No. Loilam, I have a Teretz. I'll tell you a Teretz. Like this. Loilam, dear Acheres. It was from Chevron, you brought it into Yerushalayim, and now when Chevron became Irin Adachas, the stuff in Yerushalayim wasn't chal on that because it was Kotu Mechitzes. So why are you saying Yignozu? You know why it's saying Yignozu? It became Tameh. The reason why Yignozu is the Maisheni became Tameh, and that's why you can't eat it. Maisheni Yignozu means that it became Tameh. Maisheni come to me, yeah. Come to me. He says, Lo yichalti, but only the pasuk you can't eat b'tame. That's the pasuk says. You can't eat maisheni when it's tame. Let's state the pasuk. So he became tame, and he can't eat it. It says the pasuk, but artu mendu b'tame. That's the pasuk says in Parashat Kisavai. The Bible says, you can't eat it b'tumah. So the maisheni became tame, and that's why you can't eat it. Yeah, so the obvious question is, I'll tell you what the obvious question is, that what does it got to do with Irin HaDachas then? It became tame. Really burying it. What you said is, they're not chal Irin HaDachas on that. Why? Because Kotu Mechitzes. So the Mishnah says, Ma'is Hashani lands up in Yerushalayim when Chevron becomes Irin HaDachas, Yignazu. The question is, why Yignazu? Because it became tame. What's.
I don't know.
Well, no. What does it got to do with Irin HaDachas? But this is not Osir Bahanoah. It's not Irin HaDachas. It's not Chal Irin HaDachas. Kotu Mechitzes. That's the question.
And then
Irin HaDachas. No, that becomes Tomei becomes Irin HaDachas.
How
Irin HaDachas becomes Tomei?
That's how falls into the
category of Irin HaDachas. How? But it's not. It's in Yerushalayim. It can't be taken out. So you're saying it can be taken out since it's Tomei?
Yeah.
No, it's not Talach. Okay. So, so you want to learn that you can take it out. Mechitzes, you can take out Tomei things you can take out of Yerushalayim. This is one. So, Frank, the Gemara Kasha, Abdim Gemara is a question. If it became Tomei, but if Fekua, if it became Tomei, why don't you point it? Dom Rav Elazar, Menayin Lamais Sheni should nitma. What's Kasha to this? If it became Tomei, why don't you point it? Dom Rav Elazar, Menayin Lamais Sheni should nitma, should point my soif over Shalayim. How do you know that if someone became Tomei? Even if Shalayim, my soif over Shalayim, you can point it. Tamaloimar, Loisuchel, Seisoi, Vein Seisel Achila. Usually you can't be point to something in Yerushalayim, you have to eat it. But here, Rav Elazar says that there's an exception. If it becomes Tamei, then I could be paid it. Why? Because the reason, in the pasuk it says, why can I be paid it something? Because, le'suchal se'esai, I can't carry it up as literal taich. But we can taich also, se'esai means loss of eating, that I can't eat it. Tamei le'suchal se'esai, ve'in se'esai l'achil, shnemar, ve'yis le'masas me'es panov, ha'chumayeski. So the kash is, why are you paid it? If it became Tamei, why are you paid it? My answer is, ha'chumayeskinon, b'lekuach. The food in the Yerushalayim was not Maisa Sheni originally. It was Maisa Sheni that was bought with money from Maisa Sheni. So that already, it can't be paid to maybe. For eight Gemara on top of Kuf Gimel of Aleph, for Lifuki, you still get paid. At the time, we looked at the Mishnah, Halakuach of Kesav Maiser, Shenitmo, something that you bought in Yerushalayim with Kesav Maisa Sheni. And it became Tomei, Yifta, you can be paid it. So Mar says, no, Rav Yehuda holds, Dama, you cover it. You can't be paid, you have to bury it. Why? Because it's not strong enough to be Tefes Pidyon. Only original Maisa Sheni can be Tefes Pidyon, but non-original Ma'is Cheney cannot be Tayfus Pidyon. Frankly, more as the Kasha was telling you before, Yachi. So what are we saying? Then the Mishnah says, Ma'is Cheney, you can do this to my game, Tommy. Yachi, my ear, Dachas, Vol Dalman Avi. What's he got to do with your Dachas? Any Ma'is Cheney comes to Tommy, you have to bury. Like we said, you can't be pointed, so you have to bury it. So what's the epis that was talking about? What's that got to do with your Dachas? One's a Pella. So tomorrow, you're right, you have to change the pshat. It's not the one Tommy. Tommy was that pshat did not work out. El Olam Bitar. Abad that we're talking about, it was Tahar. Now let's chop the kash again. If it was Tahar, so the question is, so why in the world does it become Chal Iradachas on this? It can't become Iradachas on it because Kotul Mechitzas, so Zach the Gemara, going to Nafal Mechitzas. The Mechitzas fell down. Ukud Rava. The Amarava, Mechitzas Lechol is the Raisa. That they need a Mechitza to eat in Yushlaim, Maishen is the Raisa. The Dinah, you can't bring it out. Likloit is the Rabbanon. The din of Kailit is the Rabbanon. Chigazu Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon Geyser, the din of Kalita, that it can't bring it out, ki asnil mechitza, when you have a mechitza. Ki lestil mechitza, when you don't have a mechitza, so then they were not Geyser, the din, Kalita. The whole din that you can't bring it in and out is only if you have mechitza. If you don't have mechitza, then if you don't have the mechitza, so then there's no din Kalita. Like I'll read your Tosfos Rosh says, it's like this. L'chein tzarech la'amida zok Tosfos Rosh, nofel mechitzas. It's called a kibatz matzaycha. It can be brought to chevron because there's no mechitzas. I can bring it back, but something. V'ahai the nichnas the hutel v'achila nasa v'yad mamin hadit v'afim nesa achar v'shvozeh loy mikri mamin gavoya. So he's saying here, l'chayra, they ask the Ravana a question that l'chayra, okay, but the wall fell down, but eating it is the raisa, right? So now, l'chayra, it shouldn't be chal near dachas either because I can't eat it. So it's mamon gavoya. What do we say? We said in gavulin, adar yishlayim, it's not chal ma'is sheni. Why not? Because it's not ready to eat. I can't eat it. It's mamon gavoya. So now also we have the wall. The wall's the raisa, so you can't eat either. So Tosfos Rosh, once it became mamon hadit, then it's mamon hadit. So it could be chal near dachas. I can't take it out. I could take it out because the wall fell down, so the kibatzim osoicha. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Now, so what comes out? That it's we're going out, passing like the Rabbanon, basically. We're saying pshat like the Rabbanon. The feel of Rabbanon hold the mom and headed in Yerushalayim, there, the our Mishnah that says, Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim or Nignazu will be according to the Rabbanon. According to Rab Meir, it's the mom and Gavaya even in Yerushalayim, so it'll never be even a zoo. But our Mishnah will be going according to the Rabbanon, be a stop Mishnah like the Rabbanon holds, mom and headed. So the bottom line is, our mission says, Ma'is Sheni Nigazu is a star mission like the Rabbana on the hold that Mamon headed to. That's what comes out. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Kisvei HaKadosh Yignazu. So Kisvei HaKadosh Yignazu. That the halacha is in our Mishnah is that Kisvei HaKadosh is Yignazu. That if you have Kisvei HaKadosh inside the Irna Dachas and it was your stuff, let's say it's in the Irna Dachas, the halacha is, those things you don't burn, you just bury them. So the Gemara Mastisim the Loi Karav Liyazah. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Liyazah. Tanya Leza Aimer called Ir Shiyeshba Filu Mezuzah Achas Ainu Nasi Yarad Achas. Rabbi Leza holds if there's a city that has even one mezuzah and Kavu Chaim has a Sefer Torah, Ain Nasis Yarad Achas. Shenema says in the pasuk, Veserapta Beishu Se Ir Ves Kol Shulala Kol. You have to burn everything in the city. And if it's a mezuzah, it's not possible. The chesed loisasun kain l'ashem alekechem. It says in the pasuk loisasun kain l'ashem alekechem that you're not allowed to. It says in the pasuk before that v'baratam as it says v'baratam as shmam. It says loisasun kain as shmam makahu. And after that loisasun kain l'ashem alekechem. So you see, it's a lav to burn anything that has askara of Hashem on it. Loisasun kain l'ashem alekechem. Anything that has askara of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to burn. And it says in this pasuk you have to burn it. So obviously, Rabbi Eliezer says it can't be that a city with a mezuzah has Irna Dachas. You can't mekayim the pasuk. The other mandiyam holds, no, I'm mekayim it with the rest of the stuff, and this is not included in the shlola. This is shlol shemayim. It's not included. But like upon him, our Mishnah says that the kisvei hakodesh that's in the city has to be yignazu because it's there. It's not really shlol shemayim the kisvei hakodesh. Kisvei hakodesh is yignazu because I'm not allowed to burn it. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you can't burn it, that's not a kiyum of the thing. It's not really called Shlash Shemayim. Shlash Shemayim means that it's not chal on it. Here, the Irna Dachas is chal on the Kisvei HaKadosh, but I can't burn it. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, since I can't burn it, so you can't have Irna Dachas, because it's not a kiyum of the pasuk. But our Mishnah holds, even though you're not mekayim mamish lalei, you're burying it, that's enough of a kiyum, and you could have an ir on a dachas.